You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our fantastic producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this Thursday, March 27th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, a great day, particularly if you're a Milwaukee Brewers fan. I've got my Brewers Euchre jersey on today, Brewers cap. Opening day, Milwaukee Brewers baseball going to get underway on many of our stations over the broadcast terrestrial signal. Basically means your car, truck radio, kitchen radio, what have you. You have to listen to it over the air in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now Hayward, Wisconsin, home of the American Birkebeiner, amongst other wonderful things up there on WBZH. All of those stations will cut away from our show at the bottom of the hour to bring you Jeff Levering and the crew as we remember Bob Uecker on this day, the late, great Bob Uecker, who left us in January after 50-plus great seasons, but his legacy lives on. And the Brewers will carry on and start the season at the bottom of the hour. Lots to get to for us today. In this second hour, I messed up the out cue, by the way, Zommers. I didn't watch the clock, and it cut me off, as it often does. And that's completely 100% on me, and it ticks me off when I don't pay. I was, as Ken Lewis, my former 7th grade social studies teacher, tried to teach me, he said, remember this, you're never so poor that you can't pay attention. And last hour, I was so poor, I couldn't pay attention.
It's harder when you have an attention deficit and hyperactivity disorder.
Thank you, Kira Sabin. But anyway, but it's going to be a great show, a great hour this hour. Lots to get to, some fun stuff with J.J. Watt has a new gig at CBS. Be careful of coworkers putting super glue in your Coke can.
What?
We'll explain that. New reporting on what's happening with the Hegseth and the Signal files, or the whatever you want to call it. And a lot of fun to get to as well. And also David Portnoy and breaking down and explaining why the bros are listening to him and what he said last night. We're going to play it for you. All that and much, much more. So fasten your seatbelts. It's a wild last hour here on the show. But at 8 minutes coming up on 9 past the hour of 1 o'clock, time once again to play Civic Media's Text to Win Trivia Contest. Let's go.
Waiting for the sun.
Waiting for the sun, but you don't have to wait to earn $100. Here's the deal. Every day for the next 2 weeks at this time, at this hour, I'm going to give you a secret word to text in, but you have to do it on the Civic Media app. You understand? So you have to download the app for free. Won't cost you a dime. Go to the app store of Google or whatever, iPhone, Android, whatever. Go to your app store, download, put in Civic, C-I-V-I-C Media. It'll take less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gail King calls a deal, the Civic Media app. Now open it up. The first 11 stations are the ones that carry our show. Click on any one of them. I don't care. And then on the lower right-hand side, it'll say text. Hit that. And then get ready for your fast little fingers to text this in. The next word I'm going to tell you in a second. And here's what's up for grabs this hour. $100. They're giving us another Benjamin Franklin to give to you. Somebody this hour, not out of the other entries of the other shows today, but just from our pool of entries this hour, somebody's going to win $100. And you'll be put into the pool, the kitty, the jar, the hat, and the computer will randomly draw out a grand prize winner next week, and that person will win a beautiful Verlo mattress set along with a bamboo steamer. No, wait, from bamboo sheets as well. So it's a great package, you understand, for spring. And by the way, statewide contest.
It sure is.
It's a statewide contest. The lawyers tell us we have to say that. All right, here we go. The word of the day to text in is bloom. The word is bloom. B-L-O-O-M. Bloom. I used to live in Bloom Township. That's true. The bloom is off the rose. That's a phrase, too.
I don't know. Or how I like about to watch spring? The flowers bloom in spring.
Yes, the flowers will bloom in spring. B-L-O-O-M. B-L-O-O-M as in Mary. Bloom. Text it right now. B-L-O-O-M. Bloom. Text it on the Civic Media app. Somebody's going to win $100. And by the way, other days, other shows are giving away a great Chula Vista Resort package in Wisconsin Dells. Other times, you could win two club-level seats to the Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee. Beautiful seats. But this hour, it's $100 cash. And who couldn't use $100 cash? Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, text it right now. All right, I want to, because I told you we'd play this, I want to make sure we keep our word on this. Scott McFarland, great reporter at CBS who follows this stuff every day, filed a report last night online to his followers. And it explains what we were, I don't want to go in, great detail again this hour, but I want you to hear this from a legit reporter who follows this and once again explains what Donald Trump did on Tuesday with this executive order on voting. Here is Scott McFarland from CBS.
Hey, it's Scott McFarland. It's easy to lose track or miss something when so much information is coming at you so quickly, with this volume of news coming out like a fire hose. Some of our best sources and the ones with whom we speak most regularly wanted to emphasize, don't lose track of the executive order that came out Tuesday from the White House about election integrity. They wanted to underscore, it's important. Don't let it go overlooked. The executive order, among other things from the president, would require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections, some type of documentation, which is not a requirement now. It also will have state and local governments try to block counting ballots that arrive after Election Day, even if those ballots were submitted on time. It also could require a recertification or a decertification of some states or some communities' voting systems. It gets really into the grain of how elections are conducted, and it could lead to some communities, some states, be it blue states or otherwise, losing federal funding because they're not complying with the president's mandate. It seems certain, if not imminent, that there will be legal challenges to this executive order. They will try to stop them in court, and the Pennsylvania Secretary of State's office told CBS News today this is outside the president's power, that state and local governments run this component of elections. So there'll be legal challenges. But even if the legal challenges succeed, even if they're a firewall, the distrust is already being sown in the next federal elections, and the midterm elections are closer than you think. They're less than 20 months away. That being said, if the distrust is sown, some damage is done. There can be an effort to use these legal challenges or these unenforced executive orders to sow the type of distrust that can destabilize U.S. communities. And sources wanted to emphasize that same type of disintegration of confidence happened in 2020, all with the foundation that there is widespread fraud, fraudulent voting by undocumented immigrants, which did not succeed, arguments that did not succeed in the court. Just want to make sure this story didn't go overlooked.
Scott McFarland, great reporter of CBS News, filing that report online last, I wasn't so much a report, just on his socials, just casually telling what he has found. And one of the things we didn't talk about last hour that McFarland brought up is really important, that this executive order, if not stopped by the courts, it could stop federal funding for elections in states. Every state gets a certain amount of federal funding to help run elections. So Trump could use this and say, well, you don't want to comply with what I said. We're not going to give you help federal funding. So where does that funding come? Then it'd be up to the states to fund, fully fund elections. If that doesn't come, what could happen? And as McFarland points out, it sows more doubt in our election process. And again, to reemphasize, as I did last hour, it has been proven time and again by journalists, by courts, both Republican-appointed judges and Democratic-appointed judges, the 2020 election was free and fair and accurate, and the 2024 election was free and fair and accurate. But with this executive order that's coming out, it's very, very dangerous. And it's going to come down to the executives, or not the executive, the Supreme, the six conservative justices on the U.S. Supreme Court. Again, it's not to gin people up and make you think terrible things. You know, I'm not trying to cause problems, you understand. It's simply to make us all aware. And as McFarland said there in that piece, there's so much stuff coming at us every day that it's really hard to keep up. Even for me, like this is my job. And I'm trying to keep up with this every day and figure out what should we be talking about with each other. We don't want to get distracted. There's all kinds of more stuff today with Vance and his wife going over to Greenland. But now Greenland says they're not going to, you know, take him. Basically, new reporting saying they're just going to go to military bases, right?
Yeah, because the citizens of Greenland want nothing to do with America.
All right. I don't blame them. That, while disturbing and causes problems with international relations, is a distraction oftentimes from the real things that are going to have an effect on Americans, like this voting stuff. Here's another one, quick update, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Wisconsin Social Security recipients may soon have to visit their local offices in person to get benefits under a new directive by the Social Security Administration. Last week, Social Security Administration announced it was transitioning to, quote, stronger identity protection procedures, unquote, requiring some recipients to visit a Social Security office in person to prove their identity. The new rules will kick in on March 31st, making it harder for Americans to get their Social Security benefits. These are the real things that are affecting Wisconsinites' lives. Come back. More to come. We're going to talk about Dave Portnoy and Barstool Sports and why the Bro Network may be going against a little bit the Trump administration. It's the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, March 27th, 2025. Going to get to this post by David Portnoy of Barstool Sports in just a minute, but one more phone call here in terms of the story on the Trump executive order on voting, 855-752-4842. Go up to beautiful Winneconne. My dad and stepmom lived in Winneconne for a while, spent time in Winneconne. Pete in Winneconne, thanks for calling in. Pete, what say you?
Oh, Winneconne's beautiful this time of year.
It really is.
Well, it's beautiful any time of year. Anyway, I have a thought regarding Trump and his fourth grade vocabulary. Mm-hmm. He can barely string together a sentence. He isn't putting together these executive orders. So I'm piecing this together, I'm thinking these executive orders are coming from the Project 2025 people, which is the Heritage Foundation.
Sure.
And he probably has a stack of them just waiting to go, and they're probably using AutoPen to sign them because he doesn't remember signing the Alien Insurrection Act.
Right. Well, at least there is a video proof of him signing this. You know, he uses the big oversized marker. But
we've seen those.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're right. I mean, Pete, what you said there about Project 2025, and if we have time today, we'll do it today. Otherwise, we'll do it tomorrow. There's new reporting in Project 2020, or for new reporting that, yes, much of this stuff, including this executive order on voting, is part of Project 2025. Isn't that something that the plan was there, right? Right in front of us.
Why isn't the media chasing this down?
Well, we are.
Why isn't somebody...
Yeah.
Well, you are, but why isn't somebody in the national media chasing this down and say, look, you know, this is what they're planning. This is how they're doing it. You know, with this signal gate thing, why wasn't Trump involved in those discussions? He's the president. Right. They're potentially getting us into a long-term conflict, and he's not having any input on it.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Pete. I appreciate it. Have a great day up there in Winter County. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, you want to talk about that Scott McFarlane clip we played from CBS News on the Trump executive order. What say you?
Yes, I think it's wonderful. And I was wondering where people could go to actually listen to it. And then I also have... a suggestion for Susan Crawford's campaign. I think they should hire Gene.
Right? Gene is fantastic up there in Eau Claire.
Yes, he is.
I'll tell you where, and I'm sure he's on, I shouldn't say I'm sure, but my summation is that he's on other platforms as well. But you can follow Scott McFarlane if you have Twitter X. I think he's on Blue Sky as well. It's Scott, S-C-O-T-T, McFarlane. And McFarlane is spelled M A C, capital F as in Frank, A R L A N. His handle on Twitter, maybe on Blue Sky.
Also an E at the end?
Pardon?
Is there also an E at the end?
Yeah, did I not say that? Oh, the L A N E. And then his handle on Twitter is MacFarlane, M A C, capital F A R L A N E, news. And there's a capital N in news. I never know if it matters. But Scott McFarlane or McFarlane News, he is a CBS News Justice correspondent and really does great, great work. So give him a follow on the socials and you can listen to that yourself. Thanks, Ollie. Always appreciate it. Have a great day.
Well, thank you. Bye-bye.
Yep, you're welcome. Up there in the North Woods. All right, I want to play you a little bit of this and we'll finish it up. It'll be kind of on both sides of the upcoming break here. Dave Portnoy. Creator of Barstool Sports, hugely popular in the college bro world. Has girls too, but very influential in 15 to 30-year-old guys. And his platform is about sports. And there are many major universities, including the University of Wisconsin, have a Badger Barstool. So they have one of these basically like a chapter in major colleges. And he talks about the NCAA tournament, which gets back underway again tonight with Sweet 16. He talks about the NFL. He talks about, you know, a lot of things in sports. But he also sprinkles in politics. And by and large, he is seen as a more conservative influencer, has millions of followers. On Twitter alone, he has 3.6 million followers and more on other platforms. He posted something last night on this, not Spygate, but Pete Hegseth Gate, on Pete Hegseth posting military plans on Signal. I want you to listen to how he describes this to his listeners in this first cut. Here is David Portnoy of Barstool Sports.
All right, incoming political rant. If you don't like political rants, keep it moving. I don't blame you. This Houthis. Signal, group chat, The Atlantic controversy. I'll try to catch you up real quick. So basically, the U.S. launched an attack on the Houthis a couple days ago, a terrorist group, successful attack, killed a bunch of them, very successful by all nature, opened up like the passageway for ships and cargo ships that were being terrorized. So successful attack. Well, comes out after the fact that Jeffrey Goldberg, who's the editor of The Atlantic. The Atlantic is a magazine that basically hates Trump, hates the left, hates people like me. Think Business Insider, think New York Times, think New York Magazine, all the heavy left leaning media organizations. The Atlantic is one of them. Like, I hate them. Trump hates them. They hate Trump. They probably hate me. So the editor, Jeffrey Goldberg, comes out after. He's like, hey, morons, you guys included me on a Signal group chat with sensitive classified information discussing the Houthis attack before it happened. Pete Hegseth's immediate reaction is like, no, that never happened. We didn't leak any classified information. No classified information in there. And Jeffrey Goldberg released all the text in the Signal group chat. And guess what? It's super sensitive. It's super classified. It's surreal that these guys added Jeffrey Goldberg to this group chat. I mean, they were talking about the attack, leading up to the attack, all the way to a couple hours, when they're going to do it, the time, the weather, you name it. And if this information somehow got out to the Houthis, and I assume in situations like this, things move at the speed of light, lots of American soldiers could have died, lives in jeopardy. So to me, a major, major, major glitch in intelligence and just a huge mistake.
Dave Portnoy, founder of Barstool Sports. Now, again, I'm not saying I agree with everything in there, but I want you to hear this unedited in his words. On the other side, he goes even further. And it may surprise you what he said. Here's a guy who lives in the bro world, a major social influencer. Clearly, he doesn't like The Atlantic. Clearly, he's pro-Trump. But he's calling him out and saying, wait a minute here. You got to use some common sense. This is why they have so much power. On the right, in conservative media, we'll play you more. Don't go anywhere. It's the All Balls Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Some of our stations have left us for the pregame show on the Brewers Radio Network across the air over terrestrial radio. We're glad for those that stayed around on the stream. If you're listening in one of those markets, have Brewers baseball. You can still hear us on the stream, of course, and over the air for the rest of the network as well. Word of the hour. If you want to get in on the $100 giveaway from this hour, we're giving away $100. There's no catch. All you got to do is text us on the Civic Media app. You can download it today. Go to any one of the first 11 stations. Open it up. Lower right-hand corner, it says text. Text the following word for $100. The word is bloom, B-L-O-O-M, as in Mary. And the spring flowers bloom, B-L-O-O-M. Text bloom right now. Somebody this hour will win $100, and you'll all be entered in for the grand prize giveaway of a Verlo mattress set at the end of next week. Right now, talking about this post last night from Dave Portnoy, the creator of Barstool Sports. And I appreciate the text that came in over the break. We played the first cut of this right before the break. And one of our listeners in Madison says, quote, sounds like Barstool Sports guy is a grade A right-wing jerk. Why give him any credence for stating the obvious truth regarding Signal intelligence breach, unquote. I appreciate the question. Because it gives me the opportunity to again explain why we're playing this. We talk on this show a lot. We talk, you know, not necessarily about media, but why did Trump win in 2024? Why are Republicans seemingly doing better in elections than Democrats? Wisconsin, a slight exception, as under the leadership of Ben Wickler, they picked up legislative seats and Tammy Baldwin won. But across the board, Democrats seem to be less unified, and Republicans can drive this narrative. People say, when it's not the truth, how can people buy this? How can people vote for a guy like Trump when what they're peddling is untrue? So I wanted to give you an example of how they're doing this, to help you understand. Dave Portnoy created this online platform called Barstool Sports. it is not a predominantly political platform like a lot of the conservative media out there. They don't go on and do, for those of you who remember, Rush Limbaugh for 3 hours. It's not bashing Democrats for 2 hours. They talk about college sports, the March Madness tournament. They talk about so-called professional wrestling. But they weave in, to use the term, politics. And occasionally, and they don't talk in highfalutin words. And it's dude talk, bro talk, guy talk. Like you're sitting there having a beer.
It's like, dude, you see this crazy stuff that's happening? Like these guys, these total idiots are making this law that does this stuff.
And you heard in the last cut where Portnoy said, when Biden had dementia, it was wrong too. Now, we know on this show that's, as far as we know, inaccurate. But they just say stuff that seems popular and people, I saw that. Look at Biden. He clearly has dementia. And so they tap into kind of the bro atmosphere. And so the reason I'm playing this is for you to hear what it's like, what a lot of people who are voting for Trump. And again, remember, where did Trump gain the most? Where did Democrats lose the most? With young men and minority men, Latinos, blacks. Who are they listening to? Guys like this. All right? But what he's about to say, we're going to play a portion of the rest of the cut. And we had to edit it to keep it FCC compliant. Thank you, Zomers. But it's significant that a guy like Dave Portnoy is saying this in a post last night. Here's the rest of the post that he posted last night on the Pete Hegseth rant, or the texting on Signal.
Here's my biggest issue with this, and this is in politics in general. The reaction of like Pete Hegseth and President Trump has been to kind of poo-poo it. Be like, there was no classified information in there. Trump's like, how did Jeffrey Goldberg get in there? Like, did he hack it? Did he get in there? He didn't stay very long. The Atlantic is a horrible organization and a terrible magazine, which they are, and I hate them. And by the way, if Jeffrey Goldberg, he didn't hack it, he got added. But if he did hack it, that's almost more dangerous than somebody like Jeffrey Goldberg. If he can hack the most sensitive group chats, what are our enemies doing? Trump, I get being loyal to your people. I don't like firing people on innocent mistakes that they make. But this, and I've seen a lot of people be like, oh, you're mad about this, but we had a president like Biden with dementia who had the nuclear codes. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly it. That wasn't right then, and this isn't right now. In this new administration, you want to take accountability. Trump, you may love Michael Waltz. You love Pete Hegseth. You may love these guys. Somebody has to go down. To me, it's Michael Waltz. He's the one who added him to this conversation. But you can't have the top of the top security people in the United States with the most sensitive information in the world adding random editors of a magazine that hates Trump's guts to a group chat talking about an attack before it happens on a terrorist group. You can't poo-poo it. You can't downplay it. You have to sit up there and be like, holy shit, this is a fuck up of epic proportions. There will be accountability. I will get to the bottom of this. And frankly, I think I don't like calling for people's heads. Michael Waltz, it seems like you're the guy who added him to the group chat. You have to lose your job. You should step down.
Dave Portnoy, founder of Barstool Sports, on his social media platform last night, calling for the resignation of Walls, national security advisor, and calling Trump out for poo-pooing it, in his words. Again, I'm not saying that I agree with everything that Dave Portnoy said in his post, but it's important for us to understand how he's doing that, the words that he uses, the vernacular, the casualness of it, the guy talk of it. And for a guy like that to call out Trump is significant in MAGA world. And it's going to be very interesting to see what the next 48 hours are like. Breaking news, by the way, according to CBS News, Trump has recalled his nomination of Elise Stefanik for UN Secretary. It was not going well for her. So she's going to stay in Congress. With guys like Dave Portnoy from the more conservative bro world calling this out and calling out the truth. Now, folks like you and I might say, well, look, he was making stuff up about The Atlantic. He was making stuff up about Biden. All true. But for him then to weave in and call out Trump for how he's handling Hegseth is significant in the MAGA world. And even those who aren't necessarily full-bird MAGA. And if we want to understand how to break through with truth, part of that is coming to the realization that you have to meet people where they're at. And realizing that on streaming and on social media, a lot of the younger people, again, the people who defected from the Democratic Party in November, young black males, young Hispanics, young white males. There was a narrative for a long time that, well, go to the college campuses and Democrats will win. Guess what? That ain't true anymore. A lot of younger people are listening to guys like I just played you. And that's where they're getting their information from. So more programming, more writing, more stuff saying, well, let me look here because today, this is really important in the New Yorker today. The New Yorker reported, according to the gender equity study woman of so-and-so and so-and-so, this is the facts. And really, if you just use your intellect, it should come to you as no surprise that as a wise person, we could all come to the decision. That dog don't hunt, as my granddad used to say. You got to get down there where the chickens can get at it. You have to realize how people are getting their information and realize this started 30 years ago. Conservatives have a 30-year head start on Democrats. It started with guys like Rush Limbaugh and Roger Ailes, who owns Fox News. They figured out the technology and how to get into people's heads a lot sooner. Civic media is really the only place in America that I'm aware of that's trying to counter-program what's happening in conservative guys like David Portnoy with trying to focus on the truth, trying to focus on community. I think that's the right way to do it. But this is very instructive for me. And again, it's not irrelevant that guys like David Portnoy are calling out Pete Hegseth. Going to be very interesting when conservative social media turns on Trump, whether he sticks with Hegseth or Walls or whoever. 855-752-4842. Let's stay in Madison, WMDX. Dick in Madison, thanks for calling. We'll see.
Well, I think he's just looking for accountability, right? And here's my problem with it. I think I mentioned it yesterday. This administration is all over the map on this thing. You had Vance, he said he thought the timing was a mistake, so he wasn't really down with it until he was talked into it. You have Trump, who was on record as saying, I really don't know anything about it. It's the first I've heard of it. That's the president. Isn't that great? You know, at least back when Reagan, the assassination attempt happened, you had Al Haig stand up and say, I'm in charge here at the White House, even though he was the furthest down the line you could get.
Right.
Somebody needs to stand up here and say, who the hell's in charge, is all I'm saying. Right. And they won't, because they just stand around. They talk about circular firing squad with Democrats. All they do is point around the room, and whoever's going to be out of here, they're going to just wait and see who, in my mind, gets spread out there in the media the worst. And that'll be the fall guy for it.
Right. Do you agree? Before I let you go, Dick, agree or disagree with me, part of the power, and again, whether I think it's true or not, part of the power of guys like Dave Portnoy is that he appears to be calling up both sides. You know, he's not always hammering Democrats there. He's coming back and doing Trump. And I think that the left too often just tries to always make it one-sided. The left is never wrong. Democrats are never at fault. There's nobody that ever does it. And it makes it non-credible when you actually go after people who are doing bad things.
I'd agree with that to some extent, but here's the other reason I like hearing people like him and like Rush. I used to listen to him, believe it or not. And these other,
because so did I.
In my mind, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. You got to be listening in on them too, see what they all are up to.
Yeah, agreed. Thanks, Nick. Thank you so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go quickly to Kurt in Madison on MDX. Kurt, thanks for listening. What say you?
For those who are fortunate enough to watch Blazing Saddles.
Great
go back
movie.
To the scene where where Mel Brooks is in his office with Harvey Korman, and he intentionally throws his eyes a little crooked, and he's not even looking down at the papers he's signing. He's just sign. Every time I hear an order that Trump executes, this is how I see his day starting out. He doesn't have a clue of what's going on. Someone takes him by the hand in the office and sits him in the chair and puts his Sharpie in his hand and just keeps putting papers in front of him, almost like Radar and MASH.
Right.
So, you know, Colonel Blake.
Right.
Sign this. He really doesn't have a clue what the hell he's signing.
Mm-hmm.
And even if he does, he's got a memory of a goldfish on it, probably. He can't speak to anything that he's signing.
Right.
So if everybody wants to put a little smile on their face every time you hear this, just think of the guy wearing diapers, bowing his head back and forth with his Sharpie, sign.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Kurt. Come on back. A couple more calls for you. We'll wrap up the show. Text the word BLOOM, B-L-O-O-M, right now to the Civic Media app. Somebody's going to win $100 this hour. It could be you. Again, BLOOM, B-L-O-O-M. Text it right now to the Civic Media app. You could also win a mattress set from Verlo. Come on back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, it is John and Gordy in the afternoon. Our great morning team, John and Gordy from WMDX in Madison, filling in for Maggie all week. And here's the deal. They come in from 6 until 8. They do a great show here. And now all week, they're doing double duty. It's a great program. Stick around for it. They're fun. They're informative. Going to learn something. John and Gordy in the afternoon following our show today. After that, Dom Selvia, then Pete Schwabba. Great lineup here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Talking about, play this clip from, I'll say, social media influencer, creator of Barstool Sports, a male sports-generated or focused platform, but also weaves in political opinions. And on his platform last night on Barstool, Portnoy called out Trump on Hegseth, said somebody has to be fired or resign. And trying to give you folks a flavor of what's out there. And programs like this that are influencing voters with conservative-leaning or MAGA, pro-MAGA thoughts are far, far, far outnumbered anything on the more progressive or democratic side. Or even in the center, for that matter. And people ask, why does Trump win? Why do Republicans do well when there's all this misinformation? And we've received some texts. I appreciate them. Well, you know, this guy is lazy. He doesn't talk policy. You're right. That's the point. It's not about deep discussions of policy. It's about connecting with people on things they understand and like sports. And then weaving in something to be politically influential.
And talking about it like it's obvious and common sense.
In real words, by the way. As Democratic U.S. Senator from Hawaii said, Brian Schatz, he said, not me, a Democrat said, we Democrats need to start talking like real people. And he's 100% right. 855-752-4842. Troy in Mount Horeb. Troy, always a pleasure, my friend. Are you going to Just a Bit Outside at the Wisconsin Film Festival? I see you there.
They said it was sold out.
Well, Tune in. It is. It is.
I never even heard about it. I never even heard about it until you two were talking about it.
So. It is sold out. We're going to give away a pair of tickets that Todd has purchased. I'm going to give them away on Monday. You won once.
I'm going to try and win those.
Okay. Well, we'll be here on Monday. We're going to give away more tickets to that. What do you have?
Awesome. You know, I don't get it. I just don't get it, I guess. I'm as blue collar as the next guy, and I feel talked to by Democrats. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what are we supposed to do to match this guy? Rip on women, rip on gays, rip on trans? Because that's what most of his show is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to give up, you know, I mean, I hear you and I hear Trigby talk about that. I hear you quote Brian Schatz all the time, who voted for the continuing resolution, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't get what we're supposed to do, because I don't want our people talking like a lot of these people on the right talk.
I think that's a great point, Troy. And I'm glad you brought it up. And thank you for asking the question and helping me clarify. I'm not suggesting that I or anybody else.
I know you're not. Give up.
No. It's a great question. I'm not saying that anyone, including Democrats, have to give up their core principles or beliefs. But it's a matter of how you talk to people. It's a matter of, you know, our caller yesterday, Rob help me out, Zomers.
In Port Edwards.
Thank you. In Port Edwards, just south of Wisconsin Rapids. Very rural community. Red area of the state. But he's saying, as he goes and knocks on doors for Susan Crawford, the first thing he does is listen to people, even if they disagree with him. And he doesn't put anybody down. He doesn't exaggerate Schimmel's deficiencies. And he doesn't exaggerate Crawford's positives. He just tells the truth. And what he's finding on doors in rural Wisconsin is, if you don't put people down and if you listen to them and let them say their piece and present the truth, he's finding success and picking up votes for Susan Crawford. Now add in that a little fun. I don't know, talk about Milwaukee Brewers. Talk about the Packers. Talk about the Badgers. Talk about your favorite fish fry restaurant. Have some fun with it. Don't just be reading the New York Times and whatever. And I quote that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the New York Times. But most of the people that we could make progress with in terms of getting them to vote for non-MAGA candidates aren't into that. They want to have fun. They don't want to be preached to. And they certainly don't want to be put down. So it's not about giving up values. It's about meeting people where they are. And respecting them as humans first and fellow Wisconsinites, and then just give them the truth. And yeah, it's true. You're not going to get everybody. Don't have to get everybody. It's 50% plus one. That's the point. 855-75. Oh, we're out of time. The time is up. Zomers has told me the time is up. By the way, I'll tell you what the story was on J.J. Watt. He is going to be joining Ian Eagle as the new partner on CBS's number 2 NFL booth. So he'll be calling NFL games with Ian Eagle on CBS. We'll get to more of that tomorrow. One of those days, we could have done 3 hours. But have no fear, John and Gordy are next. They'll give you 2 hours on the other side. Stay with us. Thanks to Zomers. Thanks to all of you for listening. Peter Rapine tomorrow with a humorous look at the week in review. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow.
Still have a minute to text BLOOM. BLOOM. Yes.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.